This is the Ethanol Report. We're going to talk today a little bit about what everybody else is talking about, and that's high gas prices. And with me on the phone is Renewable Fuels Association Vice President of Research and Analysis, Jeff Cooper, who says that actually 10% ethanol blends are keeping gas prices lower than they might be otherwise. Tell us about that, Jeff.
This is really fairly straightforward. Gas prices do keep rising. We're not even not quite to the beginning of the summer driving season yet, and here we are near $4 a gallon already. You know, there have been a lot of analysts and economists suggesting we could see $5 gasoline this summer. So it's hard to think that anything would be restraining the price of gasoline or keeping the price of gasoline down, but that's exactly what ethanol is doing. We're at about 10% of the gasoline pool today. Virtually every gallon of gasoline in the country contains 10% ethanol, and that is having some pretty significant effects on gas prices. Earlier this week, AAA said the current average gasoline price across the country was $3.88 a gallon. Doing some kind of the back of the envelope math, we're suggesting that that price would be $4 a gallon if we weren't blending ethanol. Certainly, probably higher than that. But you can easily see how ethanol is keeping gas prices at least 12 cents a gallon cheaper than they otherwise would be.
As far as how much per gallon ethanol is and the difference between the price of gasoline and ethanol, that figures into how you determine what gas prices would be without ethanol, right?
Sure. If I was going to buy a gallon of gasoline at the wholesale level, today I'd be paying somewhere around $3.40 a gallon for that gasoline. If I was buying a gallon of ethanol at the wholesale level, it's selling for about $2.60 a gallon. So at the wholesale level, you're seeing about an 80-cent differential between gasoline and ethanol, with ethanol being consistently cheaper. Really, since the beginning of this year, we've seen ethanol priced on average about 40 cents a gallon under gasoline. That differential has increased here in the last several weeks as we've seen gasoline prices rise. So we're currently at about an 80-cent differential. So that right there would tell you that at the retail level, you'd expect to see an 8-cent differential between E10 and regular unleaded gasoline without ethanol. But the other thing to remember here is that blenders are still receiving that 45-cent per gallon tax credit, the VTEC, for every gallon of ethanol that they blend with their gasoline. So that's another 4.5 cents for a gallon of E10. So when you take that 80-cent spread and the value of the VTEC and add it together, it all ends up being about a 12.5 cent difference at the retail level.
So when we talk about that tax credit, which everybody's talking about getting rid of at this point because it's considered a subsidy for ethanol, but in this case, it's actually subsidizing the higher gas prices for the consumer.
I think it's interesting that, you know, we've been hearing more in the news lately about you know, more calls to eliminate subsidies for oil and gas producers. And, of course, the petroleum industry, API and NPRA, they're turning around and saying, gosh, if you eliminate our subsidies, it's going to be like a tax increase on consumers. But, you know, out of the other side of their mouth, they're calling for the elimination of the ethanol blender's credit. But that's exactly what it would be, Sadie, is if VTEC went away tomorrow, it would effectively be like raising the price of gas 4.5 cents for consumers. It's interesting and a bit comical to see what's good for the goose isn't always good for the gander when we talk about energy subsidies.
Now, we've been approved to go to E15 at some point, and that's still working through the bureaucratic process, I guess, in EPA, but just at least for most vehicles on the road. But if we had E15 blends really available right now, how would that affect the price of gasoline, do you think?
Right. Well, you know, again, we've got ethanol 80 cents cheaper than gasoline before the tax credit and, you know, $1.20 cheaper than gasoline after that tax credit is applied. So obviously, the more ethanol you're able to blend, the more of an effect you're going to see on retail pump prices. If we were able to use E15 broadly and we had this same price differential between gasoline and ethanol, E15 would be priced like 19 to 20 cents per gallon less than regular unleaded at the retail level, which is a pretty substantial swing when you think about it.
But even if we're talking about 8 cents or 10 cents or 45 cents or whatever it is a gallon, that does add up to savings for the average household, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. The average American household uses about 900 gallons of gasoline annually. So when you think about a 10-cent or 12-cent savings, you know, that adds up to more than $100 for that household over the course of the year. On E15, if we're talking about a 19 or 20-cent savings, that's going to be closer to $200 a year. So it is a substantial savings when you look at it over the course of how much gasoline the average American family goes through in a year's time.
Well, unfortunately, this message isn't really getting out to the major media. In fact, ethanol continues to be attacked on several levels, once again, just in the past week. What can we do more to get this information out to consumers to let them know that really ethanol is helping them at the pump?
Yeah, I think that we just need to be more aggressive about communicating this message. This is a message that resonates with nearly every American out there, because just about every American gets in their car and drives to work in the morning and drives home in the evening, drives to the grocery store, picks the kids up from school. So, I mean, this is a message. When we talk about gas prices, it's something that touches just about every American. This is a message that resonates. Anything that we can do to help save drivers money on gas right now is going to be welcomed. So we need to do a better job of communicating to folks that ethanol is, in fact, helping save them some money at the pump. In fact, we're talking about 12 cents or 19 cents, but the impact is probably far larger than that when you just consider kind of this aggregate effect that ethanol has by extending the gasoline supply. If we woke up tomorrow morning and 13 billion gallons of ethanol were gone from the gasoline pool and we had to replace that with more gasoline, what effect would that have on prices? I think it wouldn't be out of the question to see a doubling of gas prices under that type of scenario. So that shows just how important ethanol is to the fuel supply today.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff Cooper, with the Renewable Fuels Association, on how ethanol is helping keep gas prices at least a little lower. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.